All this week, we've been following our destination time capsule travelers across America. Karin Nutt and mid-century historian Charles Phoenix has been driving with day-to-day senior producer Steve Proffitt from Los Angeles to Tulsa, Oklahoma.
50 years ago, folks there buried a 1957 Plymouth Belvedere underground in a vault in what has to be one of the coolest time capsules ever. Today, the car will be lifted out of the earth, but already some disturbing news. The vault leaked. Over the years, that beautiful hunk of metal was submerged in water.
That has tempered but not dashed the hopes of car fans who imagined seeing a showroom new 57 Plymouth. With more, here are our travelers, Charles and Steve.
So, Charles, we've made it across the country. Here we are in Tulsa at the Tulsa County Courthouse, and they're just beginning to lift the car out of the vault where it's been sitting there for 50 years, a 1957 Plymouth Belvedere.
And the anticipation of the condition of this car is killing everybody, including me. I've been waiting a very long time to find out what the shape of this car is going to be. And we know it's a little mud-covered. We know it is not pristine, but just how deteriorated is it?
According to those working on the project, the car was wrapped inside a huge plastic bag designed to keep it dry. Engineer Buck Rudd says that wasn't really a watertight solution.
It was originally in a bag. The seams on the bag failed, particularly down on the bottom. So we've lost our integrity from the bag.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, how are you? Are you the guys that have driven from L.A.?
Yes.
Day to day, day by day?
Day to day, you got it.
How cool is that? Welcome.
Thank you.
Yes, Sharon King Davis is the chairman of Tulsa-Rama. That's the name for the city's celebration of 100 years of Oklahoma statehood.
What happened when they lifted off the lid of the time capsule and you saw the water in the bottom of the time capsule?
I absolutely wept. And it took me a few hours to really regain my composure. But not to worry. You know, it is as it is. She may not have aged as gracefully as we thought she might have. But we still owe her a lot of respect. It's going to be a fun weekend, a marvelous fun weekend.
And in fact, thousands of people are visiting Tulsa-Rama. Along with the unveiling of the car, there's a show featuring 500 vintage cars and a sock hop. We met folks from all over the states, from Norway, Austria.
Hi.
Hi.
What's your name?
Tracy.
Tracy, where'd you come from?
New Zealand.
And Mexico City.
I have a Plymouth 57. My car is the car of the movie, the Mexican movie, Matando Cabos.
And some folks, like Gary Trent, came from just around the corner. He's one of many Tulsa natives who watched the Plymouth go in the vault 50 years ago.
You know, when they put it in the ground, I mean, it was something to see. To see them burying a car was really unique. As a 10-year-old kid, I was impressed that they were doing that.
Tonight, Gary Trent and hundreds of others will be at the Tulsa Convention Center, where the 57 Belvedere will be unveiled. And for most people, it won't really matter if it's a moldy, rotted-out hulk.
It will always be the car that was buried for 50 years, whether it came out pristine or the rust muddy bucket that it may be. This car is a legend. This is a piece of Americana.
At the Tulsa County Courthouse, I'm Steve Proffitt.
And I'm Charles Phoenix, Destination Time Capsule.
And on Monday, we'll find out if it is indeed a rusty hulk or not. We'll have more from Charles Phoenix and Steve Proffitt on their destination time capsule journey. To follow their entire trip, go to our website, npr.org. Day to Day is a production of NPR News with contributions from Slate.com. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Cohen.